The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Hey, Nate. What's up?
Isn't it great to actually hear that at the start of the show as opposed to put it in later?
That was really cool. That whoever hooked it up, nice. Thank you. That was sounds like a very nice person.
That is my coworker, Sonia.
Sonia, you have a very nice voice.
She does. Sonia worked in radio for many years.
It's like very pleasant. I was just like, I just got happier just hearing that.
Yeah, she has a wide range of emotions, so I had her turn on the happy for that.
Nice.
Because it's what we want to do. Hey, welcome to show number three.
Yeah. Three, lucky number three. We made it. We made it, right?
That's right. If it goes well, someone's genitals are getting touched at the end. Wait, what?
What? Wait, hold on.
How's that's dates. That's dates, not podcasts. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's what I'm like, wait.
That's the rule. The
someone,
third date.
Someone asked me because like I sort of kind of almost went on a date. I had to flake because my hamster died.
That's a legit reason.
Yeah, right. Especially since it was the breakup hamster.
It doesn't sound like a legit reason. It sounds like something completely made up. I'm sorry. I would love to go out with you. But my hamster just died.
Yeah, I felt like a dick, but I really didn't want to go see anybody. But then, like, my friend asked me, was like, because I was nervous about it, because I don't really do dates. And my friend's like, well, what do you normally do? I'm like, well, usually, like, how it's happened before is just we just have sex, and then if we get hungry later, we'll go out and eat. So
like, you do it backwards.
I guess. Like, that's how they do it in Iceland, is what my friend told me. But, yeah, I don't know how it happens. It just kind of does. The whole dating thing is weird to me.
Well, my friend Larry, who's very out and gay, has repeatedly, you know, dangled that out there that, well, two dudes, well, they just want it. They just, you know how dudes want to have sex, so they just have sex. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really make me want to be gay because, it's sex, but it's with a dude. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, there was that one night. Well, I mean, I get it. I do. I hate the awkwardness of a date where you, like, don't really know the person's, like, what do you talk about? And it's, like, emotionally exhausting for me where I'm like, okay, I got to, like, continue the conversation as opposed to, like, hey, we got really drunk. We got to be friends for, like, 20 minutes and then hook up. And it makes this, I talk like I'm experienced in this. This has only happened, like, twice or three times in my I can't even count to three, but it's only happened a couple of times in my life. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing, but like the whole dating thing is weird to me. I don't know if it's like a gay thing or if it's just me being easy, however people want to call it. I don't do dates. I think they're awkward, and mainly because I feel like I'm the dude in the whole lesbian thing that I have to pay, and I've been broke lately.
Oh, that's not, what? Okay. How does that work? How do you determine who the, first of all, it's an antiquated idea that the guy should have to pay. But it's the one thing that a lot of feminists still hold on to tightly with their angry fists is that the guy should pay at least on the first date or so. How does that work with a same sex date?
Well, I think it's like whoever. Well, for me, like as me as a person, if I can pay for my friends, like if I like invite someone out, like I would like to pay in general because it's like a nice, like I want to take care of my friends and stuff. And also for a date, I feel weird. For some reason, when I went on a date with a dude, we just went for drinks. I had no problem with him paying, like no problem at all. But with women, I was like, okay, like I feel like I should pay as a way to like show care and like not dominance. That's not the word I'm looking for, but like a way that I can like provide and like care and show that I can
be
hold
the man.
My own. Be financially stable enough to support another person. I think that's probably where it comes from. Instead of wanting to be taken care of, which I'm totally flipping on that shit now. I'd rather be taken care of. Fuck that shit.
Well, I think like a first date, especially like now in the internet dating things, I've done online dating. I think the first date or two, I think you go Dutch. I think that's probably the best way to handle it. Or you split the check in the middle, however you want to do it. I've had this conversation on the other show. Where I've gone out on dates, and if I'll pay, I'm fine with going, you know, I will pay. It's the first date. I will pay. But if she doesn't even make an offer to pay the tip, like we go out to eat, if we're going out to eat, I will drop whatever is on the restaurant. But if there's not even a move like, Oh, do you want to split it? Oh, let me at least get the tip. The offer is all I'm looking for, because if there's not even the offer, then it sets up this long series of I'm going to be expected to be the one who pays for everything.
I completely agree. It's so weird. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to pay, but at least I want you to offer. Right. I want you to like pretend to like try. And like I went on a date with the last girl I sort of dated. It was a weird situation. But anyways, the last girl, we went on a date, and that was actually the first time we dated. She doesn't think it's a date, even though I asked her. We're getting into technicalities. But anyway, so like I tried to pay, but I told her I was going to pay because I asked her out. Mm-hmm. But she's still like, we had to argue about it. And I thought that was really cool. I've never had that like happen before with someone else. And I was like, oh, that's really sweet. I'm still going to pay. So you better put your shit back. But like, I'm, you know, that was really cool that she offered. It's like the thought of something.
Yeah, I'll never argue if I'm out with a woman and she's like, oh, let me get this. I'll be like, okay, I'll get the next one.
Oh, implying there's a second. There you go. Look at you, player.
Because that way you let them go. Okay, you'll pay, but I'm not just going to deadbeat on you.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really as much that as anything. Is it, like I said, it's the offer that you're going to do it.
Well, what if you don't want to go on a second date with them?
Then you make the offer and you don't ever talk again. Because like we said, it's about making the offer.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I'm just I guess with being the whole lesbian, like, you know, two females, it's like I'm kind of wanting to be taken care of now. So like now that if I go on a date, I'm just kind of like, I want to. But at the same time, I think it's like the who's more masculine too. I hate to say this. And like, I don't think I'm really butchy, but I guess my personality is. I dress something. I don't know. The last girl I did was like kind of surprised. Like she thought she was getting one thing. And then like we were talking, she's like, you're actually like pretty femme. I'm like, okay, you sound disappointed.
Well, not as advertised.
Yeah. That's what kind of happened. I was like, oh, this is kind of awkward. But yeah, I usually don't know. I don't like dating in general, and being gay is complicated, even though we're in the 21st century kind of.
It is, and that leads us to the big story of last week. It was about a week ago now, because the show drops on Monday. Michael Sam, the linebacker from the University of Missouri.
Yeah, All-American. I think people keep forgetting that. He's an All-American. He's a boss.
All-American SEC Defensive Player of the Year came out as being gay, and he should be drafted on the strength of his talent. He should be drafted, and he would become the first openly gay player in the NFL, which is kind of a big deal.
Yes, of all sports too, the most like masculine one that people.
Major teams. Yeah, yeah. There has not been a major team sport athlete that's come out as being gay.
Well, especially with something like the hypermasculinity in football in general, I think that's what's really kind of surprising, or like people that the more controversial part of it is that. The whole how, you know, they project themselves, even though they're wearing like tidy, tight ass pants or whatever and mm-hmm. slap each other on the ass. I don't understand some homophobia in some sports when they do that shit. But then the Army, my Army friends were telling me about it. Like, they'll try to out-gay each other.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that before.
Yeah. And I never understood straight dudes that do. Like, it makes me uncomfortable. I'm like, wait. How am I straight by their standards? Like, this is some weird ass shit that they're doing.
It makes me uncomfortable too, because I'm like, what are you doing? No, look at this. I'm like, no, stop it.
I'm not gay. Let me touch your penis. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, like, no. Why is that even an option on the table?
Yeah, at one point, this was I want to say junior high, so about 13, 14 years old. We, for some reason, there was a group of us out at a restaurant, like it was like some field trip, road trip or whatever. And three of the guys that were sitting at the table got up and went to the bathroom, and they came back. They were in there for quite a while, and they came back. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And they're like, we're in there comparing pubic hair.
What?
They were, and there was, it's that time of the young development when you start to get hair down there.
Is that, okay, see, when people like tell these kind of stories, I guess I don't understand, because I was like sheltered somewhat as a kid. Like, right. I just played golf is a sport. I just played golf and I did school. Like, my parents wouldn't let me do anything else, really. Mm-hmm. So, but I guess I don't know, and I can't ask you this, but like, I can't picture girls doing that, like going to the bathroom. We're like, hey, we're going to compare pubic hair, or let's compare boob sizes already. I mean, we do that when we're older.
Right.
We'll discuss it. We don't compare. We discuss.
Well, there apparently was a comparing of the amount of hair down there. And the thing that was really interesting is they came out and they're like, he had the most, then it was me, then it was him, and you probably fall right in here. So I got assigned a hairiness level just on how cool I was.
Oh, that's cool. So was more hair cooler?
Yes.
So were you on the cooler side of the spectrum?
I was shaded toward the cooler side.
Nice, man. You didn't even have to play.
I did not have to play because it was more, it's not. The thing with more hair was just more mature and more manly.
Oh, I get it now.
So it just went from that. So it was basically, you know, kind of how you carry yourself and where it was just the weirdest damn thing.
You're from Vermont, right? This is what you guys do over there?
That's what guys do everywhere. They do some stupid shit like that. That's what guys do. They do stupid, stupid shit. Now we hear about it because it gets put on YouTube, it gets put on Facebook, it gets put on Twitter, and then it ends up on BuzzFeed or something, some other website. And then my really, 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 really super liberal friends get all upset about it because, oh my God, that happens. Like, this has been happening for years. It's just, we never videotape the idiocy.
Yeah, that's the one thing I never understood is when people videotape stupidity and they're like bragging about it. I'm like, you do realize this doesn't get erased ever.
No,
like,
it's
there's
up there.
There's going to be documentation of you being stupid for the rest of your life. And even if you grow older and mature, you're going to have to look back and be like, that is where the bar was set for me at one point in my life.
And that's why I didn't use any names, Jeff, Michael, and Chad. Take some sleuthing to get that one too. I had to actually do a Rolodex in my mind. I'm like, that's who it was.
Was it in that order of coolness too?
I don't remember the order. I really don't.
But you know who is really cool for coming out is Michael Sam. I don't know about his pubic hair situation though.
Well, but, these days you do what you can to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's true. Do guys do that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Guys do that too, huh?
To varying levels of manscaping. I mean, I think any guy... Here's the thing. I think as a guy, if you expect women to groom themselves in a reasonable manner, then you should also groom yourself in a reasonable manner, which means at least a trim. At least a trim.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. If you expect that, you should. I mean, I personally, if I was straight, I wouldn't like a guy with like a hairy chest and all. Like, some girls are really into that. I don't. I think it's weird.
It's just natural.
Weird. Okay, I shouldn't have said that. That was really, really rude of me. Of course, it's going to be weird to me because I don't. I mean, can you imagine, like, if it was a girl, like, hairy chest? That's a whole nother issue.
It is.
But yeah, I personally don't. I mean, I guess it's always nice to be, it's like dressing up.
Yeah.
Like, there's some days, you want to be a scrub, you want to be in sweats and a sweatshirt all day and whatnot. But like, there's times where you should, you know, put on jeans. That's where my standard is, by the way. If I like you and that means I'm putting on jeans for you.
Okay.
That's pretty much, I like to keep the bar low.
Apparently. Apparently so.
They don't expect too much.
But the one thing we wanted to talk about with Michael Sam was, I mean, there was all the reaction and that's been talked about a lot. But what hasn't been is where he came from. He was a country boy who wore a tank top and a cowboy hat. That doesn't sound gay at all. He was the smooth singing baritone who could irritate his coaches and crack up his teammates with his improvised songs. Again, that doesn't sound gay at all.
You like how in the article later on, they're like, yeah, when he told us, no one was surprised. Well, shit, I wonder why.
Right. Yeah, he. I don't know why. No one was surprised. They're like, yeah, finally he came out. But that's the whole thing. That happens with a lot of guys. And I think with women, too, when they come out, most of the people in their lives are like, yeah, we kind of figured.
Oh, yeah. Like, everyone with me was kind of like, yeah, we kind of knew. Or they heard through the grapevine. A lot of people actually thought I was asexual for a little bit. And
that's something you never hear about a guy. Because even the worst, the biggest, nerdiest, loserest guy in the world really just wants to put his penis in something.
That's okay. I thought that too. And there's this one guy in high school. Like, I actually genuinely wondered. And then he started dating my friend. And they were both like super nerdy. And it was fine. It was kind of adorable. But I was like, did they have sex? like, what was the version of sex? Like, World of Warcraft or something? And then, or like Sims? Like, I couldn't picture. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
There was some cosplay in there.
It was just like weird shit that I was just kind of sort of not curious about anymore. But it did like pique some curiosity where I was like, hey, this is interesting. Like, I guess not everyone is sexual. And I didn't realize I wasn't sexual until later on. And that's because I didn't know what I liked or what my options were, because I knew I wasn't into guys. So I was like, I guess that means I just don't want to ever have sex. I was so wrong.
Sex with girls is great.
I was like, this is an option. This is wonderful. But I like how Michael Sam came out to his dad. Did you read that?
With a text.
And I love the comma in there, keeping it grammatically correct.
Yep.
Dad, comma, I'm gay.
Yeah, and that pretty much ended it, because his dad is kind of old school, because he was at Denny's.
Oh yeah, keeping it classy outside of Dallas. That's how you know that shit is classy,
right? His dad said, "I couldn't eat no more, so I went to Applebee's to have drinks." I don't want my grandkids raised in that kind of environment. I'm old school. I'm a man and a woman type of guy.
Oh,
as evidence, he pointed out that he had taken an older son to Mexico to lose his virginity, because apparently there are no girls in Texas.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. I kind of feel it's weird. I kind of relate to I was kind of quiet about the whole Michael Sam thing personally for a while. I wasn't really I just had weird feelings about it. Because I didn't think it was that big of a deal, and it is at the same time. But it's cool to see all positive reactions. And then I saw the Dale Hansen guy. Did you see that YouTube clip?
Yeah.
I thought that the way he put it was really cool. But like when I read the background article, like what the New York Times did about like how he relates more to his friends. He doesn't really hang out with his family. And like, I mean, this guy's been through a lot. He lost like 4 siblings, and then like, you know,
he comes from a background that a lot of college athletes come from, where it's a tough upbringing. A lot of your friends are in jail or dead, or you know, you're the one who didn't end up in the gang because you ended up playing football. I mean, dude comes from a hard background.
Yeah, and he's like so like really open and really just like, I don't know. He just seems like a really cool dude to hang out. Like he wasn't hiding anything. I mean,
right.
He wasn't like out about it, but he wasn't hiding. And then he just finally came out. And I thought, I don't know, the way like he would just casually bring it up in conversation with his friends, like, oh yeah, talking about romance problems. And then like later at the end of it, he's like, oh, I wish you could have met him. And his friend's like, him? Wait, what? Like that's how I came out to a lot of my friends, actually. Like, I'll be like, oh, yeah, she was a girl. And they're just like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay. And then continue the conversation. But it's just like, they just kind of normalize them. And I think that this is what I really liked about the article. They totally just normalized them. And just a regular football, college football star and all that. And that's why I kind of like didn't feel like it was like that big of a deal, because he just seemed like a normal dude that just happens to be gay.
Yeah, and he came out to his teammates before the season started. So his teammates have known for 5-6 months now.
Yeah.
And everybody kept it to themselves. No one said anything. No one tweeted anything.
Because they all respected it. I think that's really cool, especially in Missouri.
Yeah, and football. A lot of the football players there, like him, are from small towns in Texas and places like that.
Totally cool about it.
Well, I think we've reached the point where most people are. I thought we had anyway, and then there was a wrestler at another college who tweeted a bunch of homophobic stuff, and I was like, really?
You know, okay. I mean, granted, this was a couple years ago, and society may have advanced in a little bit, but I went to USF. I went to University of San Francisco. And this was 2008, I think, or 2009. And I overheard, I was talking to my ex at the time, and like, we're talking, and I said, babe, but then I also dropped a pronoun. And I think there was a volleyball player and a basketball player that was sitting in front of me. And they were like, the second I did that, their voices dropped and they started whispering. And then I heard them talk about like, oh yeah, don't you, aren't you like weirded out when they named a couple gay basketball players, female basketball players, and they're like, aren't you weirded out when they come to your games and stuff? And she's like, yeah, I feel like so violated and stuff. And I was like, dude, he just like openly admitted, like earlier in the conversation, he openly like talked about her as like a piece of meat earlier. Mm-hmm. And you're feeling violated when someone that you don't, first off, you're not that hot, okay? And to feel violated, that's you, potentially someone else of the same sex is checking you out. First off, we're women. Okay, well, that's second, because first, she's not that hot. Two, we're women. We're going to judge you no matter what, okay? Straight or gay, we're judging mm-hmm. each other. So I just thought that was, like, really sad at San Francisco that I was, like, witnessing this type of homophobia, and it was triggered because, like, I mean, I can't say that, but the series of events seemed like it was triggered because I kind of sort of came out. And I wasn't hiding anything, but I wasn't out about it either.
Right.
And, like, there was still, like, homophobia, and it's a small Jesuit school, but it's a Jesuit Catholic school, and Jesuits are pretty more liberal, especially in San Francisco.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm happy to see where this is going, but it's still out there, and there's still like ignorance and stuff out there, which is sad. But I thought it was really cool that the school was supporting him, and then, you know, Dale Hansen, who's like from a different generation.
Yeah, he's Dale Hansen. You mentioned him before. He is a sportscaster at WFAA in Dallas, Texas. And he did an op-ed piece on the air. It's on the Nate Darling Show Facebook page if you want to go take a look at it. And basically, you know, he's like, I don't necessarily understand. I don't understand the lifestyle, but I'm okay with it. I'm okay with what he does.
Yeah. I thought just everything he did about it is just like, you know, talking about accepting and celebrating differences. And like, I think that's beautiful. I personally don't like the way when people are like, yeah, I'll tolerate you being gay. Fuck you. I don't need to be tolerated. You can tolerate me for being an asshole, but not for being gay. Like, that's not the same thing, and that's not something that needs to be quote-unquote tolerated.
Right, and I think where the mix-up in that comes sometimes is the super out, wearing nothing but a thong on the Pride Parade gay dude.
Yeah.
That's the dude you have to tolerate, and it's not because he's gay, it's because he's an exhibitionist prick.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I mean, I personally don't do the whole yay, gay, kind of like, I go to Pride to get fucked up and party. That's it.
And
that's
right. And I'm
but
not,
I'm not going to be on the fucking floor. Like, I don't even like the super, like, campy, like, out, like, only thong with hella glitter. That's just a lot of personality in general for me to deal with. Like, if a straight person did that shit, they walked around, like, completely in glitter and just, like, ran up and down the streets.
Right.
I would still be like, dude, you're on some type of drug. Like, you're taking way too much ecstasy. And so, yeah, that's like you said, it's like just a personality type that I think people just need to acknowledge. It's not like being gay. It's just they happen to be gay. And like that's with Michael Sam, he just happens to be gay. We'll see what happens when he actually gets drafted, though. I mean, he's supposed to be like a third, fourth round pick.
Well, the big thing was CBS does, everybody does draft rankings. The draft isn't until May this year.
Oh, wow.
They pushed it back. And after the announcement, his projected draft spot dropped 60 points.
It did?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, there was a lot of hubbub about, you know, is a team going to want that distraction around?
Why would... I mean, I just don't understand why people get all... It's like, dude, just because he's gay doesn't mean he's going to want to, like, check you out. Like, I mean,
exactly.
Straight guys fucking compare pubic hair. At, like, when, you know, that's just a thing guys do. Girls do the same thing. We all check each other out because we're, like, judgmental. We want to always compare something.
To be fair... Most straight guys do everything we possibly can to avoid anything but eye contact. to the point of like you're having a conversation, you're like looking up at the ceiling while you're showering because you know when you play sports, team sports, you've got group showers a lot of times, one big room. And I cannot tell you the number of conversations I had while I was looking up at where the ceiling met the wall.
Yeah,
and that's exactly where everybody is. And so. Not everybody does it, but that's the you need to get past it.
Yeah, I think he's going to feel it more too. Like thinking that people are judging him or like monitoring him and something. He's like, dude, I just want to go in and shower and leave too. Like it's just like he's just another dude. Well, that'll be interesting. Because that was another concern that, like, I've overheard teammates from different teams have about showering in the locker room with a gay teammate.
Right.
And they're always kind of weirded out. Like, oh, she's checking me out. And someone's like, what the fuck, dude? No. Like, that's not how it works.
Well, yeah, and these are the same chicks who are getting their Brazilian wax on later.
Yeah, I don't. It's okay if a dude treats them like they're not a human being and just, you know, fucking something to look at and a piece of meat. But if a girl does it, it's all of a sudden creepy and perverted. And
to be fair, more is expected of you. You know, in terms of
classier.
Exactly. Chicks are supposed to be classy.
That's so off.
Be a classy dame. Come on.
I personally am a classy dame for the record. I'm putting that on the Will Hong Show. I am a classy dame.
I'll back you up.
Super classy.
What do I have to lose? What's the worst that'll happen? I'll have some lesbians that are angry at me.
It's not like
they're gonna do anything with me anyway.
It was better angry at you than me. Whatever. I pissed enough people off anyways. I don't give a fuck.
So anyway, I think that's a good place to leave off.
Yeah, I think we're good there. Ending on like hopefully we didn't piss off too many lesbians, but if we did, we don't care. In a we're sorry, please don't hate us kind of way.
Yeah, you know what?
Or not.
The funny thing is I actually have a fair number of lesbian friends.
Hook it up, Nate.
And they all have a really good sense of humor. Most of them are married.
Damn it.
Sorry.
So useless.
I know. And they all have a good sense of humor, which is why they're my friends. They're my friends because they have a good sense of humor. Them being lesbian is a secondary thing, people.
That's not, yeah. I'm not just friends with someone because they're a lesbian or they're straight.
Right.
And then they just happen to be good people. That's not usually how the order goes.
That worked out. I was looking to hang out with some gays and they actually turned out to be all right.
Yeah, good thing that worked out. And, you know, I mean, that's how usually it goes with the whole dating thing. Happened to make sure they're gay first and then we discuss if they're good people or not after.
Yeah.
That's usually find out the hard way that they're not. I'm not bitter at all.
Well, thank you very much for listening. The show, of course, it's on NateDarlingShow.com. It's on the Nate Darling Show iTunes feed, at least still for now, because iTunes is really wonky lately. We'll get it on its own feed soon enough.
Oh, cool.
So thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We do appreciate it. We're sending you all big mental digital hugs.
Yeah, and if you like shopping on Amazon, go through the Nate Darling Show. It doesn't cost anything extra, but it helps the show out, and then hopefully I get a little kickback because I'm using the same equipment. So shop on Amazon through the Nate Darling Show.
Yeah, it's natedarlingshow.com, and then you hit that shop Amazon tab at the top. That's all you gotta do, and it's so simple. My dad does it, and my dad's almost 70 years old, and he can figure it out.
I'm
pretty sure you can figure it out too, because you're smart.
Yeah, we have faith. Oh, this is my jam, though.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go out on.
Hell yeah.
We will see you next Monday for another Well Hung podcast. Of course, the Nate Darling Show drops every Wednesday and Friday right here in the same place you're listening to this, because that's how we do. Yeah. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you next
week.
Time.
Thank you.
Turn it up because it's getting heavy. Wild, wild West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play. I love the bay just like I love LA. Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything. Homeboys banging out. All that ass hanging out. Bikinis, bikinis, martinis, no weenies. Just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady. Look at here, baby. I'm all up on you. Cause you representing California.